Legal recreational marijuana stores have been operating in Massachusetts since November. 15 stores have licenses, and yet three-quarters of marijuana sales remain underground. This week, two Worcester-area state lawmakers have proposed a task force to crack down on the illicit market. Stated goals include maximizing tax revenue on the legal stuff and reducing the use of pot among youth. But some worry that this could have grave consequences for people who have been disproportionately affected by marijuana law enforcement. Senator Michael Moore, a Democrat, filed the bill along with his Republican colleague, Representative Hannah Kane. And Senator Moore joins us now from the State House. Hello, Senator.
Hello, Callum. How are you?
I'm well. And we're also joined by Lowry Lucien, a cannabis business consultant and an attorney who teaches marijuana law at Suffolk University Law School. Hi there, Lowry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Senator, I want to start with you. I touched a little bit on what the stated goals of your bill are, but I'm hoping you can elaborate. What's your motive for creating a task force?
Well, when you look at the referendum that took place and what we think the intent of the voters were, was one, they wanted this product to be regulated. They wanted the revenues that were brought in from it to supplement local aid. And there was a lot of, there was a strong argument being made that by regulating this similar to alcohol, that this would generate a lot of tax revenue. The revenue could be used to help in local aid, funding our schools, and funding programs such as, you know, to help with substance abuse issues and various other issues like that. So we think that if we're seeing a trend where the unregulated sale of this product is increasing and the regulated sale is decreasing or not taking foot, we need to try to address it to try to accomplish the goals that the voters voted for when they put this referendum forward.
And as you envision things progressing, Senator, what would a crackdown on the illicit market look like? I mean, what would the task force do? Are we talking about criminal proceedings here, civil?
No, and I think that's why I like to read, instead of calling it black market, illicit market, I really rather refer to it as unregulated, because we're trying to take this out of the criminal realm. This is now a compliance issue. We're creating an administrative process. Because, look, the war on drugs was not successful. The voters have determined they want this to be a legal product, and we need to now accomplish the regulation of it. So by doing that, we've created a separate track. Now, if there is a referral from a law enforcement entity that has done an investigation, it also gives them an option that rather than going the criminal route, they could refer it over to this task force, and this process and a civil administrative process can be conducted. And then you can look at the revenues. And there will be an assessment or a penalty established. But right in the law that we're proposing, it states that if they are determined to have violated or the current regulations or laws, that it can't be used against them if they want to continue further to become a legitimate business.
So, Lowry Lucien, what's your take on the senator's proposal here? He says it's a civil proceeding. There would be a fine, and somebody who was found to be in violation wouldn't be excluded from getting a license later. Are you comfortable with this proposal?
So I'm looking at the same facts, but I'm looking at another way to attack it. So we're looking at 15 retail stores in the entire state. That makes perfect sense why the unregulated market, which predated the regulated market, would still be operational, because there are geographic locations in Massachusetts where people cannot access cannabis. The problem here is not trying to obtain tax revenue from those who are unregulated right now. The approach should be, how do we remove the barriers that are keeping these individuals from accessing the industry? Everyone who's ever attempted to obtain a license knows how torturous and how difficult it is to navigate this process without legal fees, without a legal team. Legal fees can cost up to $100,000 to get through this process. You have to have a location. There are so many barriers to entry, which is why even individuals with lots of money are still unable to penetrate, and which is why we only have 15 stores open partially.
So how about that, Senator?
The task force should be, the task force should be focused on education. We have a social equity program that hasn't even been launched yet that's supposed to provide technical support and access to legal services and things of that sort to enable these individuals to penetrate, but none of that has been provided yet. So I think the focus should be on that first, and if that fails, then let's try to figure out other ways. But we can't relieve these barriers and then go to another level that's a bit of an escalation prior to fixing something that might actually remedy it.
Senator, I think Lowry's speaking for a lot of people's frustrations here, right, that there are only the 15 stores operating. Perhaps lawmakers should put their total focus on making sure that there are more ways for people to obtain marijuana legally, as opposed to cracking down on the people who continue to sell it underground.
Well, I can tell you, in my district, we had the first retail store that opened east of the Mississippi, which was in Leicester. So I saw the direct impact of that on the community and the amount of people that were seeking to purchase this product. And I know in the city of Worcester, they've got 15 licenses that they've got pending. I would love to be able to say, call the Cannabis Control Commission and say, look, issue all these licenses. There's a process. This is a new regulated industry in Massachusetts. We need to ensure that the implementation of this is done correctly. And if it is a little slower than we thought, then, you know, I wish it could be quicker. But there's got to be some sort of deliberate way that we launch this industry so that make sure that we do it appropriately. Now, as far as the social equity fund that Lori was talking about, we consider that in this legislation. We actually have three categories where the foregone tax assessment money of penalties will go to. One of it is training for municipal police and state police, so they can be educated on the process, or they can use it for training funds. We have it for youth prevention programs, and we also have it directed towards the social equity fund. So now we actually have a revenue source to fund those very initiatives that she's talking about.
Lowry, if we do end up with a task force, though, that's handing out fines, I think one thing I'm wondering about, and I'd love to get your take, is who is going to be getting those fines? Because we know that historically, people of color have been disproportionately targeted by law enforcement for possession of marijuana. I mean, for example, in Boston alone, black people made up 66% of marijuana possession cases between 2000 and 2018, even though they're just 22% of the city's population. So I wonder if you're concerned about seeing a parallel there with the task force and fines.
Well, Colin and Lowry, can I get a quick question for you?
I'll come back to you in a moment, Senator. I want to hear Lowry and then get your response.
I want to clarify something about timing. I understand that the funds will come post any fines being imposed. However, the issue is now. How do we get people into the industry now? The problem is we don't have enough stores because we don't have enough people who are able to apply because they can't afford the process. They can't afford to hold on to a property for 5 months. Let's focus on getting people in now. And if after we've gotten people in and the market is saturated with dispensaries, we're still seeing an unregulated market, then I can entertain an argument about let's impose a task force. But with 15 dispensaries in right now, I think it's a little premature. We should really focus on getting people in.
Go ahead, Senator.
Well, the other thing, guys, you know, one thing I found in state government or in the legislature too often that we are reactive and rather proactive. So in filing this, it's a method of being proactive in an issue that we may see coming or that we currently have an issue with. As far as it being premature, I'd much rather have this up and running and looking into this issue than really being behind the eight ball and not being able to try to work out the problems. The other thing I wanted to talk about, and where you were talking about people who are negatively impacted by this, that demographic right now is not included. You're worried about them being prosecuted or them being the recipient of this administrative process. The problem we have right now is that they don't have ownership in a lot of these stores or a lot of these types of businesses. So I don't know where how we would actually be directing or the task force would be directing their enforcement efforts at them if they're not included in the current industry.
Well, presumably they would be going after people who don't have the licenses and were selling anyway, right? That they would be continuing to sell.
So you're saying that's the predominant, that predominantly those are the individuals that are in the illegal market?
I don't think that go ahead, Larry.
No, I'm trying to understand. We're trying to say that the individuals in the unregulated market are the task force is going to be directed at that. Our issue is that the majority of the past efforts of enforcement of any kind have always been directed and disproportionately directed towards people who are black and brown descent. So I just want to ensure that is not what we're going to see. There's going to be equal enforcement if this goes through. And I also want to see more of a focus of let's try to include something now in the provisions of getting people access to some type of funds in the meantime as we're waiting for June to come so that individuals can have access to resources to actually penetrate this industry.
Last thing before we go, Senator, I'm curious. We've all been following some good reporting by the Boston Globe on some large businesses that seem to be trying to find ways to get around the Cannabis Control Commission's limit on the number of marijuana shops that they can open. And I'm curious if that's on your radar and if you're contemplating any legislative action in that front.
I haven't been contemplating that, and I wasn't really looking at that. The main issue I had been looking at right now was really the growth of the unregulated market.
Got it. That's Senator Michael Moore, a Democrat who filed a bill along with his Republican colleague, Representative Hannah Kane, to look at a task force on unregulated marijuana use. Senator, thanks for joining us from the State House.
Thank you.
And Larry Lucien, a cannabis business consultant and an attorney who teaches marijuana law at Suffolk University School of Law. Thanks to you as well.
You're welcome. Thank you.